This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said on Monday Iran could increase its level of uranium enrichment to whatever the country needs. He made the comments as a standoff between Iran and the United States continues over the future of the Iran nuclear deal. He said Iran's uranium enrichment level will not be limited to 20%, adding, "We may increase it to 60%. U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price said Khamenei's comment sounds like a threat. He added, quote, "We're not going to respond in specific terms to hypotheticals." He said the United States will reaffirm the proposition on the table that the United States is willing to meet with the Iranians to hash out those questions. Under the 2015 nuclear agreement between Iran and six world powers, Iran is limited to refining uranium to 3.67%. However, Iran has been in breach of the agreement since the United States withdrew from the pact during the Trump administration. Tehran recently resumed enriching uranium to 20%. Last week, the Biden administration said it was ready to talk to Iran about both nations returning to the nuclear accord. U.S. officials expressed outrage Monday after a trio of rockets slammed into Baghdad, two of them landing in the city's fortified green zone. Iraqi officials said the rockets appeared to have been launched from a nearby neighborhood, but that no one was injured. Iraq's military said four vehicles were damaged along with some property. Initial reports indicated the rockets that hit inside the green zone landed close to the U.S. Embassy and also close to Joint Operations Command, where U.S. military personnel coordinate with the Iraqi military in the fight against the Islamic State terror group. From Washington, this is VOA News.